episode 250, Start From Scratch.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy,
radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I'm excited you're here. I'm jumping up and down. In fact, I'm going to record this standing up the entire time because you have me excited. I don't know why. There are times that I just get extra excited. Maybe it's because it's been a beautiful day out. There's been nothing but gorgeous blue sky, fluffy clouds. I was able to get out and enjoy kind of the late morning, early afternoon. I did my run much later than what I normally do, and the sun was shining so bright. It was getting a little warm, however. And it was just a wonderful way to start out kind of the afternoon. And then coming back in to say, oh, now I get to chat with all my girlfriends, my sisters. This is the best day ever, and I hope you are having the best day ever. And if not, guess what? Go to bed, and it's time to start from scratch. Yeah, I just told you to go back to bed and start from scratch. We have those days. We have those moments where we really just don't want to be up and at 'em. We want to be kind of slow moving, but the world says, it's time to get up and get moving and grooving. And we're like, oh no. And we hit that snooze button how many times? I know sometimes Monday mornings are just like that, but on Tuesday mornings it can be that way, and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. But the thing is, the way you look at it, your perspective of how you're going to approach it will change everything. So I really want to encourage you today to think with this mind of start from scratch. A lot of you want to do something different in life, okay? I don't know what that is. There are so many of you around the world, which I think is just awesome. Gives me goosebumps thinking about it, how wonderful our family is growing. And to think about all the neat opportunities that you have. Not only are you serving one another, but you're serving within your own community. You're serving your family. You're serving in your job. You're probably even building a business. I mean, there's so much out there. And it totally gives me like little goose pimples all over. It just raises the hair on my skin. But a lot of it too is when we begin to get kind of down upon ourselves and we don't know really what we want to be doing. And it's I want to hit the snooze button again, like five times over, and I want to just stay in bed. Sometimes you have to start from scratch. We all begin somewhere. We never are where we want to be. If we were all where we wanted to be, then why would we keep working for where we wanted to go? We still have a journey ahead of us. And even when we think we're getting close to that, guess what? Goals change. And we have to start from scratch again. It's amazing how life just circles about. I was watching my children today, and very, very early on, you know, I homeschooled for years. Very early on, when we did homeschool, part of the whole process was we would get our schoolwork done first, always. That was our morning ritual, basically. I mean, that was our morning routine. We would get up. We had breakfast together. We would get going. We would have our journal time, our reading time, and then we would get in, do our studies. So by the time actually the afternoon came, which was right after lunch, unless if there's a major project or we were doing some science experiment or we were going to go, you know, out in the real world and do homeschooling that way, all of our actual book work was done for the day. It was awesome. And we did that. Well, then we started them off into private school. And then eventually they went in as we moved around multiple times. Now they're in public schools. And I tell you this because since starting them at just the wee ages, it was all about when you're done and you come home from school, you get your homework done. Just like when we got up in the morning, we got our schoolwork done because obviously we didn't have homework. Our homework was our schoolwork. And that was the priority. And so today I couldn't help but smile. I had to go and run. We have a huge cross-country event here that's done in our area, and our high school actually hosts it. It's awesome. Thousands of people come in from all over the various districts here. And it's fabulous. I love seeing the energy of all the kids and then the energy even of the spectators, the parents, their siblings. They're the grandparents, and they come and they walk because, I mean, it's a long run, and they do it actually on a golf course. Well, anyway, long story short, I'm running around back and forth, taking, picking kids up, et cetera, with the schedule, and already my two youngest have already come home, and so I walk in the door, and there, my next to my youngest, my number four of five, Noah, he's sitting there, and he is studiously taking care of his homework. Not once did I have to even mention it to him. He knew that this is what he was supposed to do. We all begin somewhere. And at times, though, when things begin to change, we have to start from scratch again. When you want something different, you need to start over. You need to start from scratch. Where are you today? Are you in that snooze mode where you're hitting it and you're like, Christiane, I'm done with this. I just want to go back to bed. I just want to climb back in. I don't see the sunshine anymore. Or you're like, man, I know I want something a little bit more, but I'm just kind of tired today. Start from scratch. It doesn't have to be crazy, big over the top, heart throbbing, pay attention to me, start from scratch. Sometimes when we are wanting to do something new, something fresh, and we have to start what? At the beginning. Starting from scratch means what? From the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, you have to start from scratch. But it doesn't have to be so way over the top. But I think that is our assumption is, oh, well, if I'm going to be an author, I need to have 12 chapters written by tomorrow. No. First, you need to start writing. Okay? Right? I know that sounds so simple. But it is that simple. We look at these dreams and think that, gosh, I want to be here and we want to be there as if we started there. We all start somewhere, but we all don't start at the top. It takes time. All of us start from scratch. All of us start in the beginning. Now, I got to tell you the secret, though, that I want you to use today. The secret is this. I want you to look at the tiny little things today. The tiny little things that you can do differently today. You want to be an author. No, that doesn't mean you're going to write 12 chapters today. Is it possible? Well, yeah, it probably is possible. If you lock yourself in a room, maybe you don't even eat, you allow yourself to have some bread and water, and that's it. You can maybe knock out 12 chapters. But that's not really the best way to do it. So look at the tiny little things. You want to be an author, then guess what? Start by writing. One thing, and maybe just one paragraph. Why? Because you haven't done any paragraphs in 5 years. The tiny little things. What if you're wanting to eat healthier? You're kind of trying to get away from the unnecessary sugary content. So your goal is to eat more vegetables. You want to bring that in to your diet. Diet meaning nutrition, okay. And when you bring that in, you're like, okay, that sounds great, but I got to go out and I got to have this and, oh, I got to buy all of this. And the next thing you know, a week later, it all goes bad because you haven't even eaten it. Well, because you're not used to it. You got to start from scratch. So go, instead of doing all of that craziness, get one cucumber extra per day. Try to eat one extra cucumber every single day. Man, that's probably more vegetables than you've had an entire month for some people. I mean, seriously. Some people just do not eat vegetables. They go from meat to potatoes. That's it. Some people are just all about the potatoes. I'm all about the base. Give me the starches, right? It's the tiny little things, the one thing. Maybe you drink way too much soda pop. And you're like, ugh, I really need to get off of that. Or maybe it's even too much coffee. You're a caffeine addict. And you find yourself that it's disrupting your sleep. Now, then guess what? Drink more water. But you got to start from scratch. That doesn't mean that you're going to sit here and today is going to be the day that you're going to drink full glasses of water today. Why? Because you haven't done it yesterday. And if you do it all on one date, which would be great if you did, can it be done? Of course it can be done. But the problem is, if you don't get it done, what happens? You get upset with yourself. Next day rolls around, and it's snooze. 1, 2, 3. You just keep hitting snooze. You don't want to get up. It's the tiny little things. So instead of thinking, oh, I've got to drink these 8 glasses of water, I'm going to drink 1 extra glass of water before I have my meal or during my meal. That is very simple. It's very easy to do. Because then what happens is that tiny little thing eventually becomes what? The crazy, big, over-the-top, heart-throbbing, pay-attention-to-me thing. And you say, yep, and I started from scratch, baby. We all start from scratch. Today, don't hit snooze. It's time for you to start from scratch. It's time. It's a new day. It's a new way for you to say, you know what? Here I am. Watch out, world. Here I come. I'm starting from scratch. I want you to go out and have an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous, and incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.